Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hi there, and welcome to episode number 186 of She's Building Her Empire. I'm Stacey Tuschel. Welcome. So excited to have you guys here. So I already see some really cool, I'm on Facebook Live, and I see some really cool comments coming through which say live. And if you're wondering what that's all about, we're going to talk about that because I actually, you could put in the comments below and actually just type in the word live, and you'll automatically get notified of when we go live in the future. So if you're like, how is she doing that? I want to know more. Stay tuned because we're actually going to talk about how you can do some of those things at the end of this, okay? So welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here today. Such a fun day for me today. I'm beginning to really love Wednesdays because it's my live day. I do some group coaching call days. I have masterminds, all of that stuff. So really exciting, really fun for me. My day flies by. Trust me, when you are excited about what you're doing, it really does go by really quickly. So anyway, let's dive into today's topic. We're talking about a common problem that I'm seeing, and it's something you should be spending. It's one thing you should be spending 80% of your time on, okay? If that doesn't get your attention, I need you to be focused on this. 80% of your time should be spent doing this one thing, okay? So with that said, one of the problems I see while I'm coaching people is I'll have sometimes just the most incredible women, like they have the expertise, the credibility, they really know their stuff. Sometimes I want to hire them because they're that good, right? But one of the problems they're having is they are like this best kept secret, okay? They are, and you know what I mean by that, right? I mean, they have this amazing stuff to share, but nobody knows their product, their programs exist, okay? That might feel like you still, right? You might be thinking, yeah, I'm kind of a best kept secret, right? People, I guess maybe I have some visibility, but not as much as I would like, right? So we have to be thinking about that. Now, I just had a call this week with, I'll call her Jane. I'm not going to give her name because I'm going to kind of go into detail about her business, but this happened this past week. Really great call. Loved it. She's been in business for 6 years. Okay. And she said, my biggest thing I need to focus on today with you is consistency. Okay. I don't have enough consistency in my business. She's a one-woman show. So she's like, I have clients, but what happens is when I finish up with a client, I don't have more clients coming in because what she's saying is she is constantly focusing on who she's working with, that she doesn't have time to do behind the scenes stuff to get more people educated on why they need to hire her. So she said it's been six years of feast or famine mode where she's getting a client, she's focused on that client, and then it's like she's waiting for the next person. We can't have that. Like, there's just no way any of us can afford to be on a feast or famine schedule, okay? So if this sounds like you, like you're on this hamster wheel and you're going, how do I get off? This is exhausting. I'm dying. I need to figure out a way to bring in that consistent revenue, get consistent clients. How do we do that? Well, here's the thing. Everybody hears the word funnel. Well, what does that really mean? Okay, let's just break that down. The thing is that if you have 100 people that get to see your Facebook Live, your landing page, whatever that is, there might only be 46 people that actually opt in to go get that email, okay? Out of those 46 people, 32 of them might open it. Out of those 32 that open it, 17 people actually click on the link that tells them, hey, go buy this. Then out of the 17 that click on that, only three people actually buy the product. That's the funnel, you know? And the reason, if you can envision what a funnel looks like, it's big on top and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller because a funnel is going to do that. It can't get bigger, you know? So if you start with 100 people and it only gives you three buyers and that's not good enough for what you need, okay, then we need more people at the top of the funnel, okay? So it sounds, sometimes we make it so complicated, but it truly is pretty simple. We just need more visibility. We need more marketing, more just getting out there, getting out where people go, oh, I need this. I need to call Stacy, right? Like you want them to say, hey, I need to call Amanda, Krishan, Dina. Like these are names that need to pop up when people think of what you do specifically. All right. So as depressing as that might sound, where I'm like, you've got 100 and now you've only got 3. Okay. The most important part is that you realize that that's how that works. Because if you understand that, we're going to continue to market to new people every single time we do something. Okay. So I've been on almost 70 podcasts already. And this is episode, I don't even remember what I just said, maybe like 185 of mine or 186. So bad that I don't even remember. That's a, I feel like squirrel moment I am in at the moment. But anyway, that's how many times I've done this. Okay. 70 podcasts. I've been on EO Fire, Eventual Millionaires Coming Out. I've been in Inc. Magazine, Huffington Post, like places like that. This is all stuff you need to be thinking about. How do we get more visible? How do we get people to say, hey, you would have great value for my audience, right? All questions you need to be saying to yourself every single day, okay? So I just had somebody this week that I said to her, and I normally don't have this many private coaching calls, but we just launched the Profit Mastermind. It's sold out. It's not something you can get on, but we just launched it and everybody got a kickoff call with me. So I have 20 women that I'm doing one private call with at each time. So lots of private calls, but so good because I'm learning so much about them. So anyway, as I'm jumping on this call, I had somebody say, okay, you know, where do I go next? What do I do? How do I get on these podcasts? How do I get over here? It's truly just showing people that I've got value to give. You know, would you like me to do this for your audience? Could I be a bonus for your next program? You know, things like that. There are people like us, people like me, people like you going, where do I get bonuses from? You know, who can I have with this program? Well, there are people out there waiting for you to be offering to do that. So don't miss out on those opportunities. They're all over the place. My whole point of this little tangent was, this person said to me, what should I be doing this week? And I said, honestly, every day you should ask yourself, whether it's a post-it sitting on your computer, what am I doing today to grow my email list? If you do not ask yourself that question every single day, I promise you, you are not spending enough time on your marketing, okay? We're always trying to grow, whether it's our email list. Now I have a bot list, which is crazy. We're going to explain this again later on if you're interested in that, with Facebook Messenger. So if you type in the word live in the comment, you'll actually immediately get a notification from me like, hey, and then it starts talking even though I'm on Facebook Live. So it's kind of cool. So you can experiment with that and comment below live. So anyway, if you're wondering why everybody's saying that, that would be why. So anyway, these are all things we're doing. Every day I'm saying to myself, what can I do more to get more people to know just who I am? You know, to turn a cold audience and get them through, right? Get them on that journey to warm up to eventually becoming a buyer. And that all starts with really just giving them that impact, that value, that content, right? Absolutely. Okay. So first of all, you don't just get asked to be, I didn't get asked to be on 70 podcasts, okay? That did not happen. I actually pitched myself on more podcasts than I got asked to be on. So yes, I did get asked to be on some, but more of them, I said, hey, I think I have really some great value to give to your audience. And I made those opportunities happen. So that's a big, big difference. I think some of us are just waiting. We're waiting for all these people, these amazing people to say, hey, we need you. Sometimes people are afraid to ask, right? So it's great when you can step up and say, I'm interested if you're ever looking. That is just one major strategy of marketing. Now, even though I started my business at age 18, I didn't know I was actually starting a business. So I went to college, and my bachelor's is in marketing. Now, the problem that I think I didn't realize was the people that were teaching me marketing assumed I was going to be getting a job where I would be focused on marketing for somebody, you know, working for somebody else for 40 hours a week. When in reality, I am a solopreneur in the beginning, right? When I was 18, I was doing everything alone by myself for 3 years. So yeah, I was the marketer, but I was also the janitor, cleaning the building. And I was the accountant, and I was the person that was the front desk, and I was everything, right? I didn't realize that marketing should be about 80% in the beginning, right? You need to get people to know what you're doing. It's really sad when I see people creating courses but they don't have a list to actually sell to, right? So they're creating this amazing course and they're going to launch it and no one's going to buy, or very few people are going to buy, because nobody knows it exists, not because of anything you've done wrong or content that you've delivered. So be really careful with that. Now, as I've discovered, you know, these last 15 years of being an entrepreneur, I understand that marketing is so important in what you're doing. And if you can't focus or dedicate that much time to it, then it's time to really start to look at, am I bringing in enough sales to compensate that? Or am I bringing in enough sales to hire somebody to carry out that marketing plan? So, excuse me, I've been doing marketing my business for quite a while. The last 3 years in my first business that I still own, the last 3 years, I am the vision of the marketing. However, I have somebody underneath me now that gets to carry out that vision, which is really helpful, right? Because how can I do all of this as a mom and having many businesses? It's a lot, right? So you need to build a team. So it's something to be thinking about. But in the beginning, when you don't have a team, you just need to know where is the best place to utilize your time. Like, where should you be spending that time? So for me, my two best places, business development and marketing. That is what I should say I've been focused on for the last, several years. Those are my two big jobs that I have to do in my business. Now, one thing that people don't understand is there is internal marketing and there is external marketing, okay? What do I mean by that? Well, external marketing is the one everybody understands and gets. We're trying to tell everybody how amazing we are to get them to join whatever it is we're doing. Internal marketing is marketing to the people that are already buying from you, right? That warm list, people that have already purchased something. Sometimes I see people going, oh, I'm just going to keep giving this to them. They're one of my clients, so they're going to get this and they're going to get that. Well, yes, but they could also be buying other products. Just because they buy one thing from you doesn't mean you're throwing in everything else. You can also upsell and give them more value, serve them better by doing other offerings. So internal and external marketing are two things that I don't think a lot of people realize there's a difference. And I think a lot of times we forget about internal and the people that are the warmest leads. They already love you. Help them figure out what that next step is with you, okay? Now, when I started this online business not that long ago, when I started it, I really truly, I knew I needed immediately to get systems in place, because I felt like, how do I do this all by myself? And how do I do this when I truly felt like a best kept secret, right? I had already had been an entrepreneur for over a decade and I knew I had a ton of value to give, but how do you come out in the online space and just tell people that, right? It's really difficult to get started. So some people are shocked by how fast I have grown. I came out into the online space a year ago on Black Friday, just to kind of give you an idea, okay? So not that long ago, I didn't have a Facebook page, my website, like none of that stuff was up and running, okay? That is how quickly I have grown this online business. How did that happen? Well, it happened because I knew marketing was so important and I knew that I had to focus my time on marketing before I focused all my time on creation. That is why I am such a big fan of pre-selling, why I always tell you guys, you're probably like so sick of me saying this by now, but it's true. You need to figure out, what do people actually want from you? And the pre-sell is an amazing step, because that means you get to focus 80% on marketing and 20% on actual creation. When you start to bring in sales and bring in people, you'll start to transition that a little bit less of the marketing, because you don't need as many people at that moment, right? You can now start to focus on the creation and really selling and giving value and doing all of that. But the marketing piece never goes away, never ever. So in my brick and mortar business, we have almost 1,000 clients that are reoccurring every single month, okay? Even though we have reoccurring clients, we still have to market all of the time and get new people in the door all of the time. Because just like your email list, if you're like, why does it keep growing and then shrinking? Well, because you're doing something to grow, but then some people leave. Not everybody stays. Your perfect person isn't always going to just be there all the time. It's your job to make them want to stay, right? So my question for you is, and this is a big question, I want you to think about, what percentage of the day right now, or maybe not the day, but just of your week, are you spending on marketing? Okay, because I just said 80%. That's a scary number to some of you. I can already feel it. So what's the percentage you think you are spending right now in your day? Okay, I want to see those comments. So what happens is you have this great product, you know, not enough people know about you, and they're not at the top of the funnel. So let that be just a huge, huge eye-opener for you, okay? I know I hate that Facebook has this little delay. It's always just like I'm waiting a little bit to get that answer. So keep them coming. I want to see that because I want to see where are you at. Maybe we've got some just killer people in here who are going, oh no, I'm like way higher than that. Ooh, okay. So okay, I got a couple of good ones and a couple extreme. So Amanda said I'm 95%, and I know Amanda, so I can actually vouch for her that she really does understand the value of marketing and she's pushing hard, and I love that. Dina said 0%. So Dina, I'm so glad you're here because this is your opportunity to go, I need to switch my gears a little bit. I need to focus. We've got 60 to 80%. We've got 32.5. Julie, of course, given a 0.5 percentage. But I love this. I love that it's just a way for us to measure and track and go, am I doing enough or am I not, right? You're most likely going to be doing not enough, right? It's going to be rare that I'm going to say, oh, you need to do less, right? You shouldn't be doing that much because I don't know if you can do enough of that, okay? So two things that I want to share with you guys for today, and you can keep the comments coming. Maria said 50%, okay. Jennifer said less than 5. Layla said less than 10, okay. So I would definitely encourage you guys to get those numbers up. I love your honesty and I love that you shared that though, because it's something we can measure and get better at, right? So, and then what they say, you know, what doesn't get measured, you know, it's not going to improve. Like you're not going to be able to even think about it if you don't know that. Okay. All right. So, oh, I love this. Such good comments, you guys. Oh, cool. Cindy just said, I'm adding more today. Perfect. So she's at 50%. She's going for 99. I love it, Cindy. I love it. I love it. Okay. So two cool things that I have coming up for you guys today that I'm really excited about. So this cool thing that I'm doing with the lives, I'm saying type in live in the comments and you automatically get this thing from me, which clearly it's not me because I'm on Facebook Live. I'm not messaging you, but it is a Facebook Messenger bot. I have been using them for maybe a couple months already. And it's so funny because I did a broadcast today. So when you do that live, I'll just let you know, hey, I'm going live today. Here's what it is. And I'll just kind of give you some cool tips and stuff. So when I did it today, I said, and I'm going to be talking about Facebook Messenger bots. Are you using them? And then somebody wrote back and she's like, I don't know what they are. Is this a bot? Like, I'm so confused. Like, I could just feel it in some of their comments. And somebody said the same thing. They're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So they don't even know that it is a bot, which it's really just it's almost like an email subscriber type thing, right? It's really me typing it, but then sometimes the bot can go back and forth and engage. So it's super confusing. I get it. But next week, I'm going to do a free 3-part series on just Messenger bots because I know so many people are going, I have no idea what she's talking about. This is so foreign to me. Or I had a couple of people say, I'm not using them, but I get them. I would like to learn. So I had a lot of people like saying, I want to learn. So I knew that was the case. I already was privately getting people to already ask me questions. So next week, it is 19th, 21st, and 23rd, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm going to be on here at noon central. It's going to be on Facebook Live. So obviously it will be recorded. You can watch the replay if you can't catch it live, but I would catch it live because you can ask some really great questions. And then we put all of our lives on our podcast. So you're going to be able to catch it no matter where you go. But I'm really excited. So here are the three things we're going to talk about. First of all, Monday's going to be why is Messenger ads or Messenger bots kind of like the new email marketing, and why you do not want to wait to get started. This is not something that you are going to go, oh, I'll do it in a few months. No, you need to jump on it immediately. Okay. Wednesday, we're talking about the free options of Messenger bots, and then how do we pay to do an actual ad for Messenger bots, right? So how do we actually get a Messenger ad running? And then Friday, 5 things not to do with Messenger, because get this, I'm always like your experimenter. I go and do things right away and then I'm like, okay, don't do that, right? Because it's really new and you can turn people off very quickly. They don't understand what's happening or what's going on. I had somebody that it took her 3 times before she realized it actually wasn't me messaging her. So there's a lot of things that I learned over the last couple months that I'm going to share with you. And these are big ones that like you have to know not to do them because people just unsubscribe. They don't want to be on something where it doesn't feel right. Okay. So that's my first one. There's no opt-in. There's nothing required. If anything, just type in live and you'll get notified every day before I go live that it's happening. So that's probably your best way to actually subscribe. So it's so crazy. Like normally I would say to you guys, hey, go to this link and opt in and I get your email. I don't even need your email. I'm just saying type the word live in the comments below and you're going to get all the information you need. Like how cool is that? All right. Game changer to say the least. All right. So that was my first exciting thing. My next exciting thing that I'm really pumped about, and I can't wait to dive in deep. And actually, I'm gonna look at my notes because I'll forget some of this stuff. So one of the things that I'm gonna be doing, and this is because I do a lot of market research, and market research is a part of marketing, right? When I hear from people what they want, what they don't want, what they're struggling with, what their goals are, it's so easy for me to create stuff, right? It really, truly is. So, yes, Jennifer, type the word live right now and then you'll get a notification. I love this. I love this. I love this. Okay. So with that said, one new program that I'm going to be launching, that I am launching, is called Her Marketing Lab. Okay. So I know that there is such a need for this. I see this every day, all day when I'm working with my clients. I can tell you that when I launched the Profit Mastermind a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I don't even, it's been a while. It was at $2,500, okay? We have 20 women that joined that group. Only 20 women is what we took. It was our limit. But there are a lot of people out there that are going, I know I need this, but maybe the timing wasn't right, the price point's too high, all of that. So I have to take that information and go, what can I create for them specifically? And the biggest thing I heard was, I don't know the creation side of it, but I definitely don't know how to market this, okay? So the Her Marketing Lab program that we're going to be doing, this is what it is. First of all, I'm doing a founding members group because it really truly is something brand new that we're doing that we've never done before, and I'm excited to see who's interested in this too, is it's this program where every single month you're going to get updated trainings inside of like a membership area, but you're going to get 2 Q&A calls with me every single month. It's going to be in a group setting. So twice a month for an hour each time. And there's a way that we have a Facebook group and everything where you can ask me some questions. The really cool thing I'm excited about because it's marketing is there are review opportunities. And what do I mean by that? I mean that if you're going, hey, here's my logo, here's my landing page, here's what this email sequence looks like. Can you review it for me? Can you give me your feedback? Twice a month, you can actually submit any of your stuff that you're working on. I personally, and you'll know it's me because I'm actually going to actually record it. It'll be my voice. It'll be me showing you like, hey, I love this logo, but it's kind of off brand. Kind of doesn't match what we're talking about or who we're serving. Or this landing page is missing this or missing that, right? So it's going to be me giving that audio twice a month as well, okay? Guest expert interviews. We already have some ready to go for you because I just knew I have some really amazing friends that are experts in certain areas like Pinterest or Instagram, places that maybe you don't hang out yet or I don't hang out yet, or I want to make sure that it's a really well-rounded program because there's not one right way to do something. There are many ways, especially when it comes to marketing, okay? The future training. So when I'm so excited this morning, I did a course creation workshop. That was priced at $197. So anybody that would be in this program would get trainings like that for free. It'll be included in what they're doing. The members area, it'll have all the DIY trainings, challenges, anything, checklist, workbooks, etc. And then live event tickets to my annual She's Building Her Empire Live, okay? So lots of cool things in there. Like I said, I've been so pumped about this. I was like dying. I wanted to share this with you already, but I'm like, I gotta wait. So with that said, all of that information, the program is going to be a 6-month program because it's not for somebody who wants to just jump in, try a couple things. No, like we are really truly going to make you stop becoming that best cup seeker. Like we want everybody to know about you. So it's a 6-month program. It's $497 a month, okay, for 6 months, but it's just a 6-month minimum. So you can stay longer if you want to. But what I'm doing because I'm just kicking this off right now is I've got a founding member price point. So the first 20 people that want to do this, it's actually going to be at $247 a month. You'll be locked in for however long you stay. So even if you're in it for a year or 2 years or however long you're going to be here, you're going to get it at $247, even though everybody else is paying $497, which is a huge deal, huge savings. And you're going to get all of that. Whatever they get is what you're getting too. Okay. So, ooh, Dina said, I'm excited about this. Yes. Dina, I knew you'd be excited about this. That's funny that you mentioned that right away. I'm excited. So If you guys have any questions, you have any questions for me, you want me to talk about it, please let me know. I'm really excited to be able to be there for you when you launch something or when you're trying to make it the decision of like the perfect logo or the perfect this or that. I want to help you and know that it doesn't need to be perfect. It's just a first draft, and marketing truly is an experiment. So why did I come up with Her Marketing Lab? Because I am experimenting and I'm testing. Every time I do something, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to try it. And if it works, I keep doing it. And if it doesn't work, I, you know, either tweak it or I just let it go. So I want this to be something where you want to stay longer than 6 months, because I'm going to be that guinea pig for you, trying it out, testing it out, and then saying, hey, here's what I think you should do. Here's my lessons learned. Here's my mistakes. Don't go do this, right? So that I think is something too where I think other people are going to be really excited to be able to let me be that guinea pig as well. Okay, so the link really quickly, it's bit. I think I can do it on the screen. Let me see. It's bit.ly/hermarketinglab. Let's see if I can do it. That would be super cool if I could. Claire, if you're on the thing too, you can try it on there for me. Let me see. Oh, perfect. Score. See, this is nice. I'm using belive.tv. So that is the link. You can check out all the information. Remember, it's only for the first 20. So that price is going to be going up after that. Oh, perfect. Thank you, Claire. Claire's the best. All right. So any questions, anything you need, you guys, you either private message me, shoot us an email, whatever it is, I'm going to be here to answer your questions. You can already sign up immediately. And once those 20 are gone, you will know because the price will change on the screen. Okay. So when you go to that page, it'll now show the other price point. So you'll know that the 20 spots are gone. So if you see it and it's still that price point, you're lucky and you get in at that price. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm excited. Emanuela's excited. Excellent. All right, you guys, if you need anything else from me, you let me know. I cannot wait for next week with the Facebook Messenger stuff. Really cool stuff. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon, mark your calendars. Make sure you get on live or check the replay. We're diving in deep and you're going to walk away going, I think I'm ready to actually do this. I'm ready to get excited about it at least and not feel like you have no idea what's going on, because this is huge. Huge, huge, huge. And you need to know, you can't miss out on things like this. You absolutely can't. Okay. All right. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. I can't wait to see you. And I can't wait to see who's going to be in the founding members group. You're immediately going to get an email with information. You'll get access to some of the trainings. You'll get in the Facebook group right away. All of that starts. And then group calls already start next week. So we're like jumping in, we're going. So if you're interested, go check that out. I will see you guys really soon. Bye everyone.
Today's podcast is sponsored by The Profit Mastermind, my signature course that helps you launch your online business in just 90 days. Currently, the program is full, but you can get on the wait list and be the first to find out when we're opening the doors again. Check it out at bit.ly/launched in 90. Again, that's bit.ly/launched in 90. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.